And it was good to see those luscious locks of David Mayo on TV yesterday for the Super Bowl. We're going to get to that in a little bit, but just wanted to clean up shop on a little bit of softball. Season starts on Friday. They open with Abilene Christian at 3 p.m. and then Oklahoma State at 5 p.m., part of the CenturyLink Classic. But some of the preseason accolades the Bobcats got, they're getting noticed. Of course, Randy Rupp, you can't talk about Texas State without mentioning her. Preseason Pitcher of the Year and preseason All-Sun Belt Conference team, along with Kendall Wiley. And Texas State was picked fourth in the Sun Belt Conference this year in the preseason standings. ULL was first.
Extremely deserving for Randy Rupp. I mean, without a doubt, best pitcher in the Sun Belt Conference. We called her complete game Rupp for a reason. I mean, she is a workhorse, and she could stay out there the entirety of games. How many double-digit strikeout games did she have? I mean, just a remarkable pitcher, remarkable talent. Can't wait.
Lots.
Yes.
That's how many she had. Lots. I mean, and really, when we're talking about Randy Rupp, we're talking not only about one of the best pitchers in the Sun Belt Conference, or the best pitcher in the Sun Belt Conference, one of the best pitchers in the NCAA. Like, she was up there in strikeouts, innings, and innings last season. You got to think she'll be doing all that again and again. Sophomore, like, did all this as a freshman last season.
That's right.
Ridiculous. And now she's got another year under her belt. She's pitched a full season for Texas State. She's still got Coach Woodard. She's still got arguably the best women's softball pitcher ever as her coach in Kat Osterman. Sky's the limit for Randy Rupp. And it is so exciting to go out and watch her pitch a softball game. I can't wait to see it on Friday. It's going to be fantastic.
Most definitely. I'm excited, too. So the Bobcats went 32-21, 14-6 in Sun Belt Conference play last year. What are they going to do this year?
More of the same. I mean, let's not overlook the losses for this team. Courtney Coral, who was just a monster at the plate again. I always tell the story of her just not hitting the ball out of the park, but it went out of the park, out of the parking lot, and into somebody's backyard. Like, and I'm not making that up. It actually happened.
It's still flying to this day.
It's ridiculous. But Courtney Harris as well in the hot corner, one of the hardest positions on the third base, if you will, one of the hardest positions on the field to replace and play defense at. And her, both of them were leaders in the locker room, and that's well documented for players that are still on this team. But so, replacing not one, but both of those players is going to be extremely hard. But you start looking around at what this team has. Again, you mentioned Randy Rupp, Ariel Ortiz. Not only does she play, I mean, she knows how to play the game. She hits, she plays defense extremely well, but she's got that vibe about her where you can tell she's going to step up and be a leader.
I hate to just say I agree with you, but I think this Bobcat team is going to have a lot of success this year. I'm really looking at Ariel Ortiz to have a big season. I know it's easy to focus on Randy Rupp because she's that pitcher, almost in every game pitcher, which is absolutely nuts. But looking at Ariel Ortiz, the way she can hit the ball, like you said, and she came in just a freshman last year, a sophomore this year. Texas State softball's got a lot to look forward to this year. They, again, open the season on Friday. They're playing all this weekend, multiple games a day. And then baseball season next week. Get on out to the diamond, folks. It's a good time.
The weather is, you know, starting to get a little bit warmer. You know, it's a little bit chilly today. Hopefully it'll warm up by this weekend. But this weekend, it's the CenturyLink Classic here at the softball complex in San Marcos. So games Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Should be a beautiful afternoon to watch any of those games. Please come out and support the best pitcher in the Sun Belt Conference in Randy Rupp.
Can we just say Nation? Can we just say Nation?
Let's just do it.
I know we can be homers. That's fine, right? Like, Nation, ladies and gentlemen. Nation.
The best Sun Belt pitcher, the best Texas softball pitcher, the best in the country right here at Texas State.
The best in the galaxy.
I like it. I like it a lot.
But that being said, we're done with Texas State sports. Got a lot we covered today, but there was a football game yesterday, and I feel like we would do a disservice to ourselves as radio hosts if we did not talk about the Super Bowl.
Well, you had a Bobcat playing in it, you know? We got to talk about it.
Exactly. Like we said when we came back from the break, we had the David Mayo bumper. He was in the Super Bowl, luscious locks flowing. But unfortunately for him, the Carolina Panthers did not have the result they were looking for, which I think a lot of people expected them to win going into the game.
I did. I had them not running away with it, but handling the Broncos, and that did not happen.
Yeah, the exact same thing. Using the run of form measuring stick based on the last few games, how they manhandled the Arizona Cardinals. I didn't think that Denver's... I mean, the biggest matchup was Denver's defense, Carolina's offense, and the defense clearly won that match, almost outscored the Panthers with that defensive touchdown in the first quarter. So, just... The defense won that game and the won the championship for Peyton Manning. Congratulations.
So Matt actually texted me, hey, do you want to record a debate? He asked me if I like the Broncos, and I said, yes, that's actually my favorite team, has been for a long time now. And
yep.
He asked me, Rui, can record a segment debating on who's going to win? And I said, well, I really think the Panthers are going to win, but I'll record it with you anyway. So there goes where I thought the game would go, but I'm very pleased with the results, but I definitely didn't expect it. But that defense of the Denver Broncos, like you guys were just talking about, they are unbelievable. I mean, it's easy to say one of the best defenses of all time. I think we need to step back and let it sit and marinate for a little bit. But Von Miller, we were talking about this before we went on air, Jason, and he is looking like one of the best players in the NFL right now.
Okay, my next two statements are going to upset some Texas football fans here, but J.J. Watt, I know he is ungodly. You know, I have seen him play football. It is fantastic. But what Von Miller did yesterday was on a whole nother level. He literally ruined the right tackle for Carolina, just ruined his life, and by extension ruined Cam's as well. And then Cowboys fans, you remember that guy DeMarcus Ware who you let walk because he was not worth the money? Looked like he was worth the money yesterday because he was doing the same thing that Vaughn was, but from the other side. And it's hard enough to handle one guy who's living in your backfield, but if you've got two, it's just there's no way to win.
And one unsung hero for that Denver Broncos team is the coaching masterclass that Wade Phillips, defensive coordinator, put on. I mean, he was getting to Tom Brady in an AFC championship game with three guys, making that offensive line look like mincemeat. Against the Carolina Panthers, I mean, Cam Newton had his worst performance of the season by far in that game. You know, he had completions, he had yards, but he didn't have impact plays, he didn't have big touchdowns. There was no running room for anyone on this team. So Wade Phillips, I mean, great, great defensive coordinator. He has always been, but the job he did with his Broncos team, I mean, sure, given the best defensive staff in the NFL, absolutely worked to a charm.
And it doesn't hurt when you have two of the best corners in the game, Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr., to help lock up the receivers, the already fleeting receiver core of the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Carolina has to do something to get some wide receivers. I mean, I think they need a running back as well.
They're getting Kelvin Benjamin back.
Very true. Funches had a couple of big catches in that game, so maybe if he becomes something. And I know everybody loves Ted Ginn. He's fast, and he's definitely come on like that. But you just can't depend on him. They've got to do something, and maybe address the offensive line. Let's be honest here. Address the offensive line.
Well, I will say that defense was peachy keen. Apart from the 64-yard field goal, another 36-yard drive, which ended in an interception. I mean, they held Denver to 11 drives that failed to convert 10 yards of offense. Seven of those were three and outs, and those seven three and outs were 45 yards. I mean, Carolina's defense did not lay down at any point in this game.
Well, we don't really have any time left, so real quick question, does Peyton retire?
Yes.
He's got to. The story is just so great. Like, there's no better way to go out than right now.
Yeah, he's physically broken. He has to. He won't last another
cold.
17 games.
That's so mean, but so true.
I agree with you guys, but that has been it. Sad to see NFL season go, but happy that the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio is going strong. We'll be back next week, a 23.5-hour break, six-day, 23-hour break, excuse me. I'm going to get that down by the time I graduate, I promise.
Math hard. Math hard.
Exactly, but we'll be back 1 week.